Hello and welcome to the latest episode of the Wolf Sports Show. Happy Thanksgiving. This is being recorded on Wednesday, so apologies if there are any big news items that happen to pop up that I miss. But one big thing from earlier today, Daniel Jones signed with the Vikings, starting on their practice squad. It seemed like a pretty obvious fit when he cleared waivers officially, with Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell speaking very highly of him. A spot for him to get some good coaching there, rebuild his career a bit, see what happens in the offseason. If injury strikes to Sam Darnold, they'll get Jones up to speed and play him, you would think, for sure. So a great backup situation there, a good spot for Jones. And I know he's gotten a ton of hate, not nearly as bad as people say he is, despite some inconsistent play this year. He didn't play well consistently as a starter, as he admitted himself. I'll just say I wouldn't count him out bouncing back, finding a good landing spot as a starter at some point, and having a good career. We'll make this a very quick episode. Just a quick thought on each matchup on the Thanksgiving slate, starting with the Thanksgiving triple header. First up, Bears-Lions. The key to watch here, Chicago needs to get pressure on Jared Goff. If not, he can certainly dice them up. Chicago won the last matchup last December, so I think Detroit going to have a bit of an edge to kick off Thanksgiving. Then Giants-Cowboys. I think whichever non-offensive unit can make a game-changing play, that'll probably be the difference in this one, and maybe it could be a blowout in one direction, especially if a defense takes over. I think Dallas has the advantage there. They had the two return touchdowns last week. Vontae Turpin had a nice spin move, took it to the house 99 yards, and then Wanya Thomas on the onside kick in the win over the Commanders. And Drew Lock's going to be under center for the Giants with Tommy DeVito dealing with a forearm issue. And then at night, Dolphins-Packers, Lambeau Field. Going to be cold temperatures. I think whichever team, maybe whoever has a better game out of Devon Achane and Josh Jacobs, will be able to win this one. On Black Friday, second Black Friday game on Prime Video, a new tradition that started, one that I like. I think it's interesting. Unfortunately, another sort of lopsided matchup, Raiders-Chiefs. Antonio Pierce said it's the best team in the league against the worst team in the league, maybe looking to motivate his team to pull off a big upset at Arrowhead. Raiders simply need to force turnovers in this one to upset the Chiefs, who lost to them in a holiday matchup on Christmas last year. Moving to Sunday, Texans-Jaguars. Jacksonville off the bye. Trevor Lawrence expected to be back with a shoulder injury as long as the week of practice goes okay. Houston upset by the Titans last week, and Joe Mixon was shut down by Tennessee's stingy defense. So I think he's the difference in this one. If they can get him going, should be fine at Jacksonville. Colts-Patriots. In New England, Patriots defense gave up 4 passing touchdowns 2 straight weeks. But I think the key here, stopping Jonathan Taylor, who is in a bit of a funk himself, not much room to run by Indy's offensive line. If he can pop some runs, Colts should be in control here. Chargers-Falcons, keep an eye on the play action. Falcons say they want to get that going coming off their bye week. Feels like an unpredictable sort of game, that one, whether it's high scoring, low scoring. Seahawks-Jets, 2 explosive third-year backs, Breece Hall and Kenneth Walker in this one. Hall dealing with the knee issue, so we'll see if he can go. I believe not practicing today. I think containing the big plays, definitely a key in this one. Jackson Smith and Jigba having an outstanding year quietly. I think he's 6th in the NFL in receiving. The Jets receivers on the other side looking to get something going with Aaron Rodgers. Titans Commanders, Washington disappointing loss. Titans upset win last week. So Titans looking to build on that. Washington looking to bounce back in the NFC wildcard race. Tennessee escaped last week with a win. But again, as I said, the sacks, I think Will Levis needs to avoid them. And same on the other side, Jane Daniels. AFC North matchup, Steelers-Bengals. Cincinnati off the bye. Steelers off of Thursday night. Lost to Cleveland in the snowy conditions, so a mini bye there. The Bengals defense must find a way to stop the run, stop Najee Harris, Jalen Warren. And maybe they would be better suited to win a shootout against the Steelers, but you'd like to see their defense be a driving force if they're going to climb back into playoff contention. Cardinals-Vikings. Here I'm looking for an offense to start fast. Cardinals couldn't get anything going last week offensively. It was a defensive battle, had a pick six that Kyler Murray threw. So looking to bounce back. Minnesota looking to get to 10-2. Rams-Saints. New Orleans needs to stop the receiving duo, Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp. Depleted cornerback group there in New Orleans, so not an easy task. And on the other side, the Rams need to somehow stop Taysom Hill, who it sounds like is going to remain heavily involved there over the final 6 weeks. Buccaneers-Panthers. Bryce Young looked outstanding against the Chiefs last week, and the loss brought him back. just looks freer, just looking at him on the sidelines and everything on the field, looks comfortable. So that's great to see for the former number one pick. And Baker Mayfield, another former number one pick, playing with great confidence. Had some fun last week in the win over the Giants, blowout win. Carolina hopefully can protect Bryce Young against Todd Bowles' defense. If so, could go toe-to-toe in a potential shootout if that breaks out. Final late afternoon game on Sunday, Eagles-Ravens, maybe the game of the week, considering the night game doesn't look as good right now with the Niners struggling, but Eagles-Ravens, potential Super Bowl preview, Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry. Should be a tight game, could be high scoring. I think a big key preventing the big plays, especially from the ground game, but we know what Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts can do, moving around, making plays. The Eagles have been killing teams with Saquon breaking long touchdown runs, especially late. Did that again last week. Franchise record in rushing yards, 9th best rushing performance in NFL history, and three of the favorites, including Jalen Hurts, for offensive player of the year in this one. On Sunday Night Football, 49ers-Bills. As just mentioned, the Niners struggling, now 5-6. Brock Purdy didn't play in the blowout loss at Lambeau last week. Neither did Nick Bosa. Trent Williams, hoping to be healthy for this matchup at Buffalo. Might be snowy Sunday night, so not easy conditions at 5-6. Don't want to get in a huge hole, too big of a hole in the NFC West, despite how close it is. Currently a game back. Bills had the bye week. Key matchup, the Bills receivers against the Niners, defensive backs. Keep an eye on Renardo Green, rookie corner. Malik Mustafa, the rookie safety, if one of them can maybe make a big play, change the game. That'd be big. And a shout out to all-pro linebacker Fred Warner. Revealed that he's playing through a fractured ankle. Has been playing through it for several weeks now. And yeah, this is just a really beat-up team from all the deep playoff runs they've been on. Lost in the Super Bowl last year. In a tall task at Buffalo Sunday night. Then finally, Monday Night Football, Browns-Broncos. Biggest thing to watch here, Myles Garrett. Broncos can't have him wreck the game. But Bo Nix, he's really good at avoiding sacks, has been since his time at college, especially at Oregon. So he can't take a big sack, can't lose yardage. If Denver stays on schedule, should have the advantage with the way their defense could play. Browns had the extra time off, and definitely one of the more challenging defenses, Jim Schwartz, veteran coordinator, that the rookie quarterback and Sean Payton is going to face to this point. But Nick's playing at a high level, and it'll be good to see him on the national stage. So that'll do it for this week's episode of the Wolf Sports Show. A little bit quicker for each matchup. Hope you enjoy all these games. Thank you for listening, and happy Thanksgiving.